Pedgy is what his friends call him. He's a trail runner. He became the first competitor to have won all four desert races in the world. In Egypt, in Antarctica, China, and Chile. And now he's going to run around Lesotho. Ryan Sands on 5 Drive.
So on the line today on Hot Off the Bench, I have someone who had an incredible run across Nepal. It took him 24 days, 3 hours and 24 minutes. He is also going to be in Lesotho soon for another project, professional ultra trail runner and Red Bull athlete. Ryan Sands, welcome to 5 Drive on 5FM.
Hey, really good to be chatting and thanks for having me on the show.
Before talking about the Lesotho project, I'd like to talk about the trek across Nepal, if you don't mind. I watched the Lessons from the Edge documentary. And in the documentary, there's like a digital map of what you guys were taking on at the time. How did you come to decide to take on such a project?
The thing that got me into trail running was adventure. And I always thought one day when I was big, the ultimate adventure would be to run the Great Himalaya Trail and kind of cross the Nepalese Himalayas and like run across the country. And then I think it was, a few years back, I did a couple of rad adventures with my friend Rainer Crystal. And I just won the Western States 100-mile race, which was a big kind of race goal for me. And then I said to him, come, let's give this Great Himalaya Trail a bash. And I think it was about like nine months later we're lining up at the start of probably the most epic adventure of my life.
This time you're a lot closer to home, going to Lesotho. How did the idea come about and what does it entail?
Reno is going to be joining me again and we're going to be attempting to circumnavigate Lesotho on foot, so basically stay as close to the border as possible and just kind of run around Lesotho. It's going to be about a 1,100 kilometers, give or take. But we've done quite a few recces, and what we've discovered is there's not actually a lot of trails. So a lot of it's going to be off trail, like running mountaintop ridge lines, trying to navigate and just like figure out what the best lines are. It's going to be a combination of mountain running as well as mountaineering.
How does one prepare for such a thing? What sort of training do you do to help you out?
So I think like training, I've been training my whole career for something, for a project like this. So it goes back 15, 16 years, all the long runs in my legs, getting used to running on consecutive days, mentally getting prepared for something like this, because I think you have so many mental setbacks and challenges. But then over the last 2 to 3 months, I've been doing a lot of project-specific stuff. So getting used to running with a heavy backpack, running on more technical terrain, using trekking poles, and really being quite like project specific.
What safety concerns do you have for the Lesotho project?
Yeah, I think the main thing with Lesotho is that it's extremely remote and also being high mountains, the weather can change really quickly. So our concerns are getting stuck on the mountain in extreme weather. And I guess for a project like this, you want to move as fast as light as possible, because the lighter you are, the faster you can move. But at the same time, because it is so remote, we need to take the necessary precautions. So we'll be running with really lightweight tents and sleeping bags. Luckily, kind of technology's come a long way. So we can do that. We'll have support crew meeting us at strategic points. We've got guys meeting us on horseback, on motorbike, on foot, and on vehicle. So it's been the logistics that's gone into this project has been pretty crazy. I know Reno spent the other weekend, he spent like over 60 hours on maps, just kind of working out like the best routes and stuff like that. So I guess there's a lot of training that goes into something like this, but I think the planning and preparation is a lot more, and I think that's what makes it so exciting.
Professional ultra trail runner and Red Bull athlete Ryan Sands, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5 Drive, and I wish you nothing but the best in Lesotho.
Thanks so much.
Hot off the bench with Jude Van Beek on 5.